long way to go to for a game of football.
You have the situation, to be fair, the sort of person I am. I'm not really fussed whether they're at the bottom or the top. I still expect to win every game.
Yeah.
And go into every game, I certainly go into nothing thinking that we're not going to get something out of it. But, you know, everybody at this stage of the year and coming up to Christmas is in the position they are in the league because they deserve to be in that position. Realistically, you know. Realistically, you know, if you're 10th or 12th, you don't, you know, unless you've got a lot of games in hand, you don't deserve to be first, you know, because you'd have won the games in hand to do. And then we, but yeah, I mean, you know, we have a run of games coming up that they're all, you know, they're all good size. There's big, strong teams and big, strong players. We, you know, and we're hoping, obviously, we're looking all the time to try and bring in that little bit of experience.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, maybe it'll even happen in time for Tuesday night. But it's, you know, it's tough, and it's tough to get the right players because they are a bunch of younger lads who, realistically, probably if you put this group of lads in some of the other leagues at teams locally, they would do very well. But this is a big, strong league, to be fair. You know?
Absolutely. We just managed to actually get the league table up here, and I know you said it doesn't matter whether they're bottom, whether they're top. Biddeford currently on 14 points, having played 15 games. You did mention there about the possibility of players coming in again before Tuesday. Is Alan, is he constantly looking at other players and trying to get players to come down and have a look? And do you think there's a realistic chance of getting somebody else in as early as tomorrow, perhaps?
I've spoke to one person who's been around for a while. To be fair, still a young player, but has certainly been in the Blue Square, Prem, or etc. for the last few years.
Are you willing to tell us who that is?
No. Who's promised me that he's signed it all and he'll be signed on tomorrow morning.
All right. Okay.
We hope the lad can play on the wing, or he can play as a striker. And he's played a lot of games despite only being 22, 23 years old. And I tried to have him signed yesterday morning, to be fair, but unfortunately I don't think the league works Sunday morning, so we couldn't do it in time. it was something that myself and Alan, probably even just to the phone calls to each other, you know, Vodafone will be popping round at Christmas with bottles of wine for us.
Our phone
bills are astronomical.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay, so you're not going to tell us who that player is then.
It'd be unfair.
This Jamie Griffiths bloke, what do you think of him? Is he any good? Oh, he stood next to me here. Oh, we hadn't been saying anything then, Thomas.
No, we should have done that one first.
Yeah, we should have done it. Listen, Thomas, thanks everyone so much for coming out and having